When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 26 of Dare to Be. Our devotional today is titled, Faith from Past Experiences. Dale Ralph Davis once said, "Faith is sustained in the present and for the present as it remembers Yahweh's provision in the past." Our text for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 31 through 37. When the words that David spoke were heard, they repeated them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "You're not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he has been a man of war from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep sheep for his father. And when there came a lion or a bear and took a lamb from the flock, I went after him and struck him and delivered it out of his mouth. And if he rose against me, I caught him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has struck down both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God." And David said, "The Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." Saul sent for David, and now he is standing before the king. Wisdom and confidence are found in David's first words to Saul in verse 32. "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." Now first, David understands that 40 days of twice-a-day taunting has left Saul and his army discouraged. David knows that their hearts are defeated. Second, he wisely shows respect for Saul's position through his humble expression, "Your servant." Third, he courageously states his willingness to fight Goliath to the king of Israel. Saul's response is not very encouraging. He immediately expresses his disbelief that David has what it takes to battle the Philistine giant. Yet David is undeterred by Saul's lack of faith. He is unwavering in his belief that God will enable and empower him to prevail. In the following few verses, David's words reveal his complete faith that God will allow him to prevail over Goliath. What did David say that led Saul to change his mind and agree to let David fight Goliath? What compelled David and convinced Saul? It was David's testimony of past experiences where God gave him victory. David knew that the same God that empowered him to succeed in fighting a lion and bear would grant him the power to defeat Goliath. Dale Ralph Davis offers this explanation. He does not ascribe his escapes to luck, skill, or audacity. "Yahweh delivered me." Looking back in faith enables him to look forward in faith. "He will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." What Yahweh has done in the wilderness of Judah, He will do in the valley of Elah. This is instructive for the people of God. Faith is sustained in the present and for the present as it remembers Yahweh's provision in the past. The rich history of God's past goodness nurtures faith in its current dilemma. It is here that memory, Yahweh delivered me then and there, and logic, if He handled that, is He not adequate for this? Can be handmaids of faith. It is so crucial to remember God's past deliverances. In God's economy, no experience is wasted. David stood boldly before Israel's king because he had walked closely with God. When you trust God in the journey, your faith is strengthened for the future. Each time you witness God prevail, your courage and confidence grow as you trust He will do it again. That is why the same faith you placed in God for salvation should be stronger than ever today. Some questions to consider. What would your response have been to Saul's discouraging words? What past experiences with God give you more hope and confidence in the present? And finally, how has your faith been strengthened over your journey with Jesus? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.